Our loving Father, I pray that the words of my mouth be inspired by your spirit of wisdom, and that you are pleased with the thoughts of our minds and the meditations of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. You got no idea how busy life can be for pastors. From before the sun rises to well after the sun sets, we are devoted to witnessing to the gospel of Jesus Christ in any way we can. It had been one of those weeks, and I sat at my computer, all ready to write my thoughts for the sermon for the following Sunday. And as I sat there, I fell asleep at the desk. And after I'd fallen asleep, I fell into a dream, and the dream was so vivid, and the dream was so real. And I dreamt it was the day before Christmas. And I had this feeling that I should be writing something, a message, a word or something in my dream as I sat there. But I looked at my computer screen, and it was blank. It was just this little thing up in the top corner going flash, flash, flash. And so I looked down at my keyboard. My fingers were resting on the keyboard, but they weren't pressing any keys. My fingers weren't writing anything to appear on the monitor. And I sat there thinking, I feel like I should be writing something. So I looked around my room, my study, and I looked at the shelves, and the shelves were completely empty. No books. No books on theology. No books on doctrine. No books about anything on my shelves. They were completely empty. And I sat there and I started to get this sinking feeling deep inside of me, and even a bit of panic, because I still kept getting this feeling I should be writing something to say to someone. So after I got up, after a while, I thought, well, I'll get up, and I walked out into the lounge. And I walked into the lounge, and there was no Christmas tree. There were no Christmas lights flashing, no tinsel sparkling, no ornaments, no angel on top. There was nothing. And there was something awfully, awfully wrong in my dream. And I started to feel more and more downcast. And I looked out the window, and there were no string of lights flashing under the eaves along the back. And I walked outside, and there was no sign of Christmas anywhere. But yet this was the day before Christmas, and not a sign of Christmas anywhere. So now I walk back into the house, and I walk back into my study, and I sat down and I thought, there's got to be something. And I looked around, and there was no Bible, no word of God anywhere. And I sat there slumped over my desk, feeling this deep despair inside of me, when all of a sudden there was a knock on the office door. And I opened the office door, and there was this young man, and his head was bowed. And the grief, the sound of grief that came from his voice was all-consuming, and the tears flowed down his eyes, from his eyes, down his cheeks, and he was crying in such grief and sorrow. It absolutely consumed my whole hearing. And he looked at me and he said, Pastor Kim, you have to come with me. And I looked at him and I said, why? And he said, my mother is dying and she wants to see you. I said, of course I'll come. So we sat there then around his dying mother's bed, and we sat there for just a moment, and there as we sat there, she died. She breathed her last, and I sat there. I didn't have a word to say to her, to the son, whose grief was so, so real for him. Not a word of comfort. I didn't say a word of hope. I couldn't find any. Oh, I couldn't find a word of assurance, nothing. I just sat there, and all as I could do was burst into tears myself and grieve with him and feel his sorrow and his anguish. There wasn't a word that I had for him. And I was in this place of deep grief, a dark place of grief, deep sorrow, when all of a sudden, somehow in the dream, I started to become aware, like I was coming back out of this dream. And as I was coming back out of this dream and becoming aware, I heard the faint sound of music. And then as I came further out and became more aware, I heard the faint sound of words accompanying the music. And when I heard the words, I realised I just entered a world where God the Father never sent his son. I'd been in a world, in a place where Jesus never came. And I couldn't find a word. There was nothing to say. There was no hope to give. No comfort and reassurance. It was the darkest place I've ever experienced. But as I come out, I heard the words like I'd heard them for the first time. And the words were simple, accompanying the music. And they said, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come." And when I started to realise those words coming out of the place somehow I'd been, the first thing that happened is this overwhelming sense of relief. As I started to say, yes, the Father has sent his Messiah into this world. Yes, the Father has sent his Saviour into my life. Indeed, the Messiah has come. The Lord has come. My Saviour has come. And then all that relief gave way after a while to a deep inner joy, unshakable and immovable. And it was a joy that just overwhelmed me. Have you in all your life's experience feel like you've been in a bad dream? In your experiences of life, have you felt like you've been in a frightening nightmare? That's what life has become? Have you ever felt like there's no end to this bad dream? I can't find a way out of this terrifying nightmare. Whether it be with your own health or relationships or whatever it may be. Have you ever felt like life has just got you in this place, a dark place, that you've entered a bad dream, that you've entered a terrible nightmare and you're caught there and there's nothing you can do to get yourself out of there? Life does that sometimes. And it's into that then, and especially in recent times again, God has said to me, "You know who this Lord is, and I'm here to tell you who he is. He's your Emmanuel." In other words, no matter what life is for you, no matter what bad dream you're caught in, what terrifying nightmare life has become for you, your God is right in there with you, sharing that experience right there in the darkness. He hasn't abandoned you. Your Emmanuel is not only with you, he is within you. He knows your fears. He knows your anxieties. He knows your despair. He knows your hopeless situation. He knows it all. But that's not enough for him. He doesn't want to leave you living a bad dream. He doesn't want you caught in a terrifying nightmare. He has a way out for you, like he had a way out for me. We can't see the way, but he knows the way. And he's the only one who does. So he is within you. He knows your every feeling. He hears your every thought. He knows your despair, your frustration, no matter what it is. He knows it. All as we got to do is be aware of him saying, I am with you. Because that's enough. Sometimes that's enough. Just to hear his voice say, I am with you. Praise God. We do not live in a world where God our Father did not send Jesus. It's a terrifying world. It's a world filled with hopelessness and despair. Because there's no answers to grief or pain or anything in a world where the Father had not sent Jesus, and that world surely must be hell. It surely must be hell. A place where God's presence is not. Praise God that he did send Jesus. Not only into this world, but he has sent Jesus into your lives, into your minds, into your hearts, into your spirits. Jesus is right there with you and within you. And what's he saying today is this. Christmas is coming. This is your Advent. The time is coming when your every moment will be filled with Christ. The people of the Old Testament waited for God to keep his promise to them to send Jesus. We are a people waiting for God to keep his promise to send Jesus back to us. And boy, am I waiting for that moment. I'm really waiting for that moment. You know, they've told me, and I got no problem saying it, they told me, one of these episodes that I have one day, I will not come back from. My whole respiratory system will just shut down so tight, there will be no way of reviving me, of coming back. And they've told me it can happen at any time. Do you know what I say? Praise God. Praise God. Because if that happens, you know what's going to be? Eternity, people. That's God's promise to us. At the end of all this, there is an eternity. There is a life without end. There is everlasting glory lived in the presence of Jesus, our Saviour, forever and ever. And it's a place without any bad dreams. It's a place without any nightmares. It's a place without any fear or grief or suffering or pain or tears. That's what we are created for, you and I. And that's what God promises to each and every one of us. So I have absolutely no doubt anymore that Emmanuel with me is not only Emmanuel with me in every experience of my life, no matter how tough or how rough it gets, but he will be my Emmanuel when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Even there he will be there to hold my hand and yours. And he will bring you safely to the glories of paradise and everlasting life that will be lived in his presence, where every single moment will be a Christmas moment, a moment to celebrate. That's why God gave us Christmas. And that is the joy of Christmas, the joy of knowing not only is our Emmanuel with us every moment and in every experience of this life, no matter how dark and forbidding, but his presence will remain with us through to the next life and forevermore. What has begun can only be undone if we turn our back on him. But while we remain true to our faith and our trust and our confidence in him, he is our Emmanuel forever and forevermore. Mary and I don't wish you a Merry Christmas. What we do wish you is a Christmas filled with the true joy of the Emmanuel, God with you. Not only Christmas time, but your whole life through. So Mary and I wish you all a joy-filled Christmas.
Amen.